I want it to be good. That's my first priority. And, you know, I've came a long way to making this stuff look good. There's still some things that I want to make better. I want the lighting to be better. Obviously, as, you know, people are listening to me talk now, the lighting on my end's not very good. And we have lights here at the Trib, but I don't really know how to use them. But we're going to get a crash course on how to do that, so it's going to be better.
We got the lights, we got the cameras, and I still don't have any action yet.
Well, I don't...
More ways than one.
I would say we have the camera, we have the action, and the only thing we're missing is the lights. You have lights on your end. Like, you're bright, you're to the nines with light.
I am a pretty bright person. I don't know if you knew this or not.
I think everybody that listens to this podcast is well aware that you're the brains of this operation.
Yeah.
I will say, though, arguably, on my camera, it is a 4K camera. It's a video camera. But my phone camera that's recording you looks a lot better.
Makes sense. I wonder how that could be.
I think it's just lighting.
It's just the lighting.
I think it's just lighting. I think
doesn't the phones have, like, you can twiddle with, like, the settings on the phone? Okay, with this thing, it's, you know, I don't know if it's a get-what-you-get sort of thing.
Oh, it's probably not. There's
probably some settings you can mess with.
There's probably some advanced settings in there that, you know, that I have to mess with that I don't understand because I'm just getting started in this realm. I mean, before this podcast even started, Trey said, can we just do audio? He said, can we not do the video? Like, you're just trying to take a million steps backwards in the production of this podcast.
It might seem that way, but going backwards sometimes is better. You know what I mean? Getting back to basics. One thing that I think about a lot, though, is, you know, we have this room. We're surrounded by all this pretty top-tier equipment. I have one of these microphones, too. It holds up pretty good. You guys that are listening to this don't know about this laptop that's sitting over there. It looks like a laptop that was from 2004. I don't even know when the first laptop that was being built. But it is a relic. And I'm pretty... It's honestly impressive that it can handle all this and still be able to run. So,
well, it's only recording the audio. So it's not...
But then you're going to have to edit it on it. Or do you do editing separately?
I edit on my work computer. So it's separate. So it is a dinosaur. If I tried editing on that,
good luck with that.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, when I...
So it's just, you just use it for storage, basically.
Storage for, the audio files. Yeah. Well, because all you need really is... And this is, you know, probably the most boring beginning to the podcast that we've ever had. So sorry about that. But a big part of what this is growth in the podcast and watching us grow in real time. We have a real exciting announcement about, you know, this kind of stuff. About the quality of the podcast that's coming up. I don't really want to say it just yet, but there is going to be a lot of improvement in the quality of the podcast on the video side, on the background side. Like, there's just going to be a lot of improvement. But yes, I do use that computer just to record the audio. And if I edited on it, then it would take me 10 years. So it just wouldn't make sense. But with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 6 of the TNT Trey and Treeb Show. I am Treeb, and join with me, as always, is the sexy, the greasy, the big hoss, bushy-eyed-browed man himself, Mr. Trey It's Raw. Trey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Excited to be back for episode number 6. I'm trying to think at the top of my head, and let us know, this will be the first question that I'll leave to the viewers and the people to decide. What person in sports that wore the number 6 of all time? I'm trying to think.
LeBron James.
Did he wear number six?
In Miami.
I'm not a basketball guy, so.
He's not number six right now, is he? He's 23 in LA.
That's what I knew him for, was 23.
He was number six in Miami. I got a Miami Heat LeBron James jersey for Christmas 1 year, and I, never wore it. And it was in, pristine shape. I'm sure if Dad still had that, he could have sold it for, a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
It was in great shape, that LeBron James jersey.
I want to say Larry Bird might have wore six, but I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Yeah, that's past my... I don't know shit about basketball.
I can't even think of any quarterbacks.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler, yeah.
I love Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler Jay Cutler gives off Blake Bortles vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
And Blake Bortles wore number five. Number six in football...
I feel like you have to go back to the 80s. It's like, who wore six?
I mean, maybe. I can't. Maybe I'm dumb and a six just isn't popping into my head right away. But for football, Jay Cutler is the first name that pops into my head.
But this is number six, and we just scored six like a...
touchdown.
There you go. Shout out to Flight Reacts. I don't even know who's saying that thing, but
this is the TNT Trey and Treeb coming at you
on a Thursday afternoon.
TNT Trey and Treeb, you and me,
dynamite.
I was just looking for a rhyme.
I thought I was supposed to know it.
Nah,
I was like, oh, I forgot about this.
So all right, welcome. This is the TNT, you and me. Trey and Treep.
Go to sleep.
Trey likes feet.
Listen to us beat.
I knew exactly where that was going.
Yeah. I didn't even have to finish that one.
I thought about that opening bit.
You've been thinking about that all week.
I was thinking about that opening bit to start the show today. And it just came to me while we were rambling, because you came in, you're kind of bitching when you came in today. You're kind of being a diva.
A little bit.
Yeah, you were kind of acting like you were some superstar. You said, "Oh well, thank God you didn't put the camera on the tripod. You actually came in and didn't take that long, but you know, a usual person would have it already set up. Like what's with the attitude all of a sudden?"
Oh, there is no attitude, you know, just a different vibe. And, you know, you were the one that figured out to put the camera on the thing.
Camera on the shoebox.
But you admit that you struggle putting it on the tripod.
Well, it's a broken tripod.
And I know for a fact I wouldn't do much better.
Exactly.
I put it on a tripod, but I would probably just do what you did. To begin with, because I know I couldn't do the tripod thing, and that would save a lot of time.
Well, see, that's what I'm getting at, though. Even despite all that, you still came in with a diva attitude. You know, you were asking me when you came in. You said, "Where's my green room?" You said, "Why is this taking so long? Where's my trailer?" Yeah. You know, you didn't even offer me a water. You said, "You know, where's my diet Mountain Dew?"
Yeah, where is my diet Mountain Dew?
That you get before every show, you know, you used to be humble, but now that these videos are averaging 50 views an episode, you started to cop an attitude.
Shit, I think 50 views is putting it even. That's on the high end.
That was on the high end.
It's more like 20 views an average.
Hey, we got 30, yeah. 33, I think, the last episode.
Shout out to you guys for listening to us, as always.
It's listening to the TNT Trey and Treeb show. Trey likes feet. You know, and another thing I noticed, I tuned into the West Coast podcast.
Shout out my guy Shane Got You 11. Shane's one of the 20 people that listens to us, by the way.
Yeah.
All the way from Spokane, Washington.
And you know, I'm starting to think I might have to axe Shane's shout outs. Because where's our promotion? When are you going to start promoting our podcast on the show? I tapped through the last episode. You didn't even give a single shout out to the Trey and Treeb TNT. Well, TNT Trey and Treeb show.
Well, it'll come on Friday, because with that podcast, it's with this one, it's every week. With Shane, it's once every other week. Okay. So that could be an explanation.
Okay, so you plan on advertising this show, you just haven't got around to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll advertise this podcast that averages 20 views on another podcast that averages about the same, if not worse.
Well, you know, this is what I'm saying with the diva attitude. You gotta believe in the process. It's the consistency in this game. It's the quality that's getting better. And everything is going to fall into line. And the TNT Trey and Treeb show is going to be one of the top comedy podcasts in the world. I can feel it.
I can feel it in my bones.
People are, you know, the 20 people that are listening right now, which, you know, I think a majority of it is Shane, our parents, our grandparents, and, you know, a handful of my friends. But
thought you're supposed to be Mr. Popular.
No.
Not these days.
Not these days. I don't even go anywhere.
Yeah.
But you know, once this gets an audience, dude, it's going to blow up because you are the funniest person I know and we have good chemistry. Yeah, so
I believe it.
Yeah. You know, we spent 11 minutes here talking about the podcast and the growth. If you guys have already, you know, if you guys have been watching this long, really appreciate it. Maybe in post, I'm going to cut a good chunk of that out. Depends. But one thing I want to open this podcast to talk about is Trey and I went out for his birthday with our dad out to Spokane, Washington, to do some things, and it was a hoot and a holler. We went to go see the Spokane Chiefs play, and I think that's where our jumping off point's gonna be. That was kind of our main event, a hockey game, and I think you and I had different opinions on how that hockey game played out. I was underwhelmed.
I mean, going into it, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you're talking about, and this isn't like football, you know, it's, you know, these guys play, I don't know how much the WHL plays, but I know, like, for the NHL, for baseball, basketball, they play, like, 100 games a season versus in football, which is what you and I mostly watch, it's, like, 17 games. So, in essence, every game kind of means something in football. And in hockey, you know, they play probably, like, shit, like, 3 times a week, 4 times a week. So, you got to factor that in. I mean, the crowd was into it, though. That's one thing that I have to give them credit for, is that they were definitely invested into it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they...
I'll give them that.
Going on. Yeah.
I'll give him that. But, you know, hockey is something that I thought was this extravagant live experience that you could kind of put on par with, like, a, you know, like it's more of an event than a sporting showcase.
We did see a fight, though.
There was a fight.
There was a fight. Yeah, we have to throw that in there.
But it didn't improve the experience as much.
You needed to see a tooth get knocked out or something.
Yeah.
Some blood on the ice.
Or maybe a close game or something.
Yeah, that's true.
The final score ended up being 4-2, but I think Spokane had something like a 3-0 lead heading into the second period. But we were just such novices to the sport that you know, I couldn't follow it. You know, I imagine that's how, you know, all women are with all sports, was how
Oh, Treeb the misogynist on here.
Yeah.
So you don't think Mina Kimes knows anything about football?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah, so, it sounds like a woman.
I'm just trying to help you out here. I'm trying to watch out for you. Usually it's me that you have to watch out for, but I'm trying to watch out for you here.
That sounds like a woman.
Yeah.
So you already know what my thoughts are.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, I feel like this is probably how that Mina Khalifa girl feels when she talks on NFL Network. Because when we were at the hockey game, every penalty, I would go to my dad and it was like a running bit. I'd be like, that high sticking penalty was bullshit, you know, and it wouldn't even be a high sticking penalty. And, you know, the only time I would cheer or boo would be at the refs. And I feel like that's just like something you could do at any sport.
It's like, yeah, it's like universal. It
Yeah.
always works.
Yeah, you know,
Yeah.
fuck you, blue, you know?
Yeah.
But there was also a deal where if the Chiefs managed to get 11 shots in the game, you got free KFC. They got 11 shots by the first period. They finished the game with 44 shots. And that is a lot. And you would think that that would make it a little bit more enjoyable, even to somebody who doesn't really understand hockey. But not really to me. I more enjoyed the experience of going with my dad and my brother and watching people around us. We were so high up there. We were about as high as you could be in the nosebleeds.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, well, and that's another topic I want to get into. But
Okay.
you know, there was we ended up we got aisle seats for this game, and everybody was in our row. The whole row was packed,
Yeah.
and we had to keep standing up it felt like 2 minutes to let new people in. And by the end of the game, our knees hurt. Like it feels like a bunch of old man yells at clouds,
Yeah,
kind of
same.
arguments with how I felt at this hockey game. But yeah, I don't know. How'd you feel about that part of the game?
Well, you know, and that's another thing we have to give credit for too, is there's a lot of people there. They
9,000.
showed out. Like it's like about, I don't know, 50 minutes till it starts. Like, it's all right, it's a decent turnout. By the time the game starts, I don't even think there's really, I mean, there were empty seats, but like not it was pretty full. But and then didn't you say you went to a hockey game before this?
Yeah, I went to a hockey game before this, but I don't really remember it as much.
Was it the Chiefs?
Yeah, it was the
Oh,
Chiefs,
okay.
yeah.
When was this?
This was 2021 or 2020.
Oh, interesting.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it as well.
But yeah, I mean, and I did like I'm not a hockey aficionado by no means, but I mean, I feel like it was pretty easy to understand what was going on. I mean,
Yeah.
one team has the puck and they're trying to get it into the net. Like
And
that's about all there is to it.
I honestly think the biggest reason that it kind of my enjoyment of the game was kind of dulled was because I felt like we got there way too early.
Yeah, we did, and it sucked because my phone was at 46%, so got there like 25 minutes earlier, which is that's how I like to be. I like to be to things early.
We were way earlier. We were an hour early.
And I didn't have my phone, so I just sat there with my dick in my hand the whole time. Tree will have to edit that one out, probably.
Yeah, he had his pants on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were like an hour early, and the problem is being an hour early to a hockey game is fine, but when you're an hour early, you have to watch the players do warm-ups. You have to stand up for everybody that's coming into the game. You have to stand during the national anthem. You have to, you know, do all this and do all that. But another thing was this was like the hockey team's senior night. So not only did we have to like stand up for all this shit, but like all these hosting families for this hockey team got flowers and stuff before they dropped the
Yep.
puck on the ice. And it was only at this point in time did we realize that these hockey players were like high school age. We didn't know. We thought these were grown
Grown
adults.
men,
Yeah, grown
yeah.
men playing hockey. We didn't know that these were children.
Right.
I was shell shocked by that. Were you?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked by that, and I'm not even gonna lie to you, until you mentioned that, I still thought that. I just
Why did you think there were host families?
I don't know, they wanted to sponsor the team, I guess.
They're just letting some 33-year-old crash on their couch.
Maybe they owned an Airbnb, I don't know. Or like a hotel or something.
Thank you to Sue and Timothy Chalamet for of Super 8 Motel Spokane for housing all
Our
of
team.
the Spokane Chiefs.
Yeah.
No, those were like families that were hosting these, you know, 16 through 20-year-olds. which is crazy because it's so weird to me how different sports are than football. Like, I'm so just football, and it's so much more easier to understand how you get to the league. But with the sports like basketball, soccer, hockey, like, you can be 16 and kind of go and play at a pro level, or like get your feet wet at a different pro level and then get to the NHL. It's such a different world. I'm like, how do these kids get a high school diploma, things like that? And I'm sure this is as easy as a Google search, but I don't want to Google it. So, you know, it's an interesting concept to me.
Yeah, and that's what I was wondering, because, you know, I would think that the WHL was kind of like the Canadian Football League. Meaning you're good enough to play football for a living, but you're not quite good enough to make it at the NFL level. That's what I thought the WHL was. Mm-hmm. But now, from what you're saying, is that it's kind of like college for hockey.
I think it's more of like a developmental.
So do scouts come from the NHL go to those games, or how does that work?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. You should probably know that, though, being a sports guy.
How many hockey teams are in Idaho?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You would think there'd be more. You'd think Idaho would be like the top two for hockey.
Why?
Because we're white.
Right? I mean, yeah. But there's plenty more like white states. I mean, the Midwest, which is like synonymous with hockey, is also super white.
Yeah.
And they got a... But, you know, we have more, like, hick white shit. Like, we have, like, the rodeo, the demolition derby. We have a bunch of, like, cousin fucker white stuff. We don't have a bunch of, like, athletic stuff.
Yeah, so hockey would be, like, so the stuff you mentioned is, like, country, rule, and I guess hockey would be in, like, the white trash category.
I wouldn't say that either. You know, I would say
hockey's pretty white trash, I'd say.
Would you? I wouldn't go on a limb and say that. I think any hockey player could come out and kick the shit out of me. I think hockey, though, if you play hockey at a youth level, like, your parents have to like make some sort of money.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I forgot about that. I knew like a classmate that played hockey, and yeah, you're right. It's not cheap at all to get into. You do a lot of traveling and stuff. Yeah. So
I imagine it's a pretty high end sport.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point.
But where it's probably more available.
But when you think about hockey players, you don't think of like the preppy white guys that play golf. Like, I don't know.
not that same kind of white guy. But, you know, I picture the same play lacrosse.
True.
And that's kind of a form of a preppy white. Right? Don't you kind of feel that way? That's kind of the same thing, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that. And soccer. Soccer's pretty white.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's kind of a mix.
Well, I'm talking about, like, in the United States. Because it's played worldwide, so. Did you know soccer's the world sport?
I had no idea.
Yeah, you learned something new. Do you know why it's the world sport?
Why?
Because you don't need any equipment or anything to play. All you need is a ball. And there's countries that actually make their own balls from stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, you learned something new.
I had no idea. Where'd you watch a documentary once?
I learned that from a YouTube channel, After Prison Show. Actually,
that doesn't sound like a soccer channel.
Yeah, no, he just mentioned it. He was telling a story about how he played football in prison.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
but another thing that kind of took the enjoyment out of the hockey game was, like, in essence, it was, you know, going back to a football analogy, it was like a week 18 NFL game because we looked up their records after the fact. Both teams had clinched up their playoff spot. The division rival, the division championship was sealed. So, not that they weren't trying hard, and honestly, I wouldn't be able to tell if they weren't. You know, so like, in the grand scheme of things, it was kind of a meaningless hockey game, it seemed like. So, you know, that kind of took the air out of it. We got there too early, and there were some discussions in the car beforehand. Some worries, because... you guys had an experience going to an Idaho football game where you guys couldn't take, or you specifically couldn't take your vape inside the venue.
I had to throw it out.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. But Dad was even worried that he couldn't bring his pouches in. So Dad took his pouches out of the can and put it in his sweatshirt pocket. So we just had pocket pouches. We decided we're not going to take our vapes, and we didn't even scan all three of the tickets that we had for the game, and we walked right through the thing, no beeping, nothing. We could have brought our vapes in, and as a nicotine fiend, I was fiending pretty much the whole game.
I would say I was pretty fiending. I'm a big nicotine guy as well. Now, if it's a situation where I have to be without it for like a few hours, it's not gonna kill me. Like, I don't need the pouches or nothing. I'll be all set. But yeah, no, it's definitely rough. But I mean, that just speaks to it. I mean, like you're saying about how, the records, they both clinched the playoffs and, they're not really playing anything. And that just kind of, again, speaks to the following that the team has, that many people. It almost makes me happy because imagine if it was a real, like, actual game, how many people would be there?
Well, they're playing a playoff game.
Yeah,
I think this week they're playing a playoff game in Spokane, so.
that's another thing too, because I was looking at their banners. So the team's been around for like 40 years. They won once, according to the banners, in 91, and then in 2008, I think it was.
Something like that, I don't remember.
So in 40 years, they only won twice, is my point. And I know the Shock did way better than them, slash the Empire, and they got out of there. So
Hey, well,
just
two completely different leagues, two
there.
completely different systems.
Yeah.
The Arena Football League is pretty much defunct at this point.
Well, there's like 10 million of them, but yeah, they're all kind of shady business people. So,
It's a super shady business.
Except for that indoor football league.
Which is still kind of shady.
I mean, they still have some of their teams, like the Arizona Rattlers, that's
They're
been
still around.
around. Yeah, there's some survivors, the Tucson Sugar Skulls, like, there's some few survivors out there.
Arizona has a hunger for indoor football, I guess.
Yeah.
That's strange.
I watch it on YouTube every now and then because I'm a sicko.
Yeah, that's pretty
Yeah.
cool. No, I thought it was hilarious that Dad just put his pouches in his pocket. I thought that's a funny way. He was low key the biggest fiend out of the
Out
three
of
of
all of
us
us,
because
yeah.
he had to get it inside or he would have wouldn't have probably wouldn't have gone to the game.
Sorry, boys. We'll have to watch it from the arena, from the where they have like all the merchandise and stuff.
Yeah. Another thing during this trip, Trey forgot to bring his ID. And
Yes.
that, you would think would be something that would be killer during these trips. But luckily, the Pixley boys don't drink, so it wasn't a killer at the arena. We didn't get any beers or anything, so it didn't kill him there. And we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and that was the killer. We ended up getting a seat in the bar, and we sit down. Trey goes to the bathroom, and then the lady asks for our IDs, and you can't sit in the bar area without your IDs. And we ended up getting kicked out of Buffalo Wild Wings because Trey didn't have his ID. But after we go to where we ended up going to eat, and we'll talk about that later, we go to the casino, and you would think that that is a place that you would need your ID, or else you can't get in. You have to be 18 or older, 21 or older to go to the casino. They didn't look at our ID. They didn't talk to us. We were able to just walk in there fine.
Well, I think that's how it is with most, because at least all the casinos that I've been at, they don't really stop you.
Yeah. Well, it was just funny, like the one thing that you would think going out to eat, you wouldn't need
Yeah,
your
you wouldn't
ID.
need that, yeah.
And then going to the casino,
Yeah, you would think, but
you would need
nah.
it. But we go to the casino and I go to the roulette wheel playing dad's strategy, and black hits 7 times in a row, and every single time we bet black, and we win $206. And as we're going really intensely at this roulette wheel, me and my dad, Trey comes back, and just like a kid from an arcade asking dad for more quarters, you ran out of money so fast. Tell me, I didn't even get to talk to you about your experience at the casino. How did you blow through your $100 so fast?
All right, let me try to paint the picture for you. So there I was. No ID. No real reason why I should be in a casino without an ID. I get past $100. So I'm thinking, hell yeah, about to go to the Buffalo, gonna be rich.
It's a bad day to be the Buffalo machine.
So I'm walking around this place, getting pissed off. A, because can't find anything. B, people are just always in your way.
Yes.
Like, they have these soda, you know, where you get free soda at the casinos, and, you know, there's one guy that was just staring there. There's like five options. He's just staring there. I wonder what I should get. Should I get Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Sprite? So many options.
I agree with you. If you're walking up to a soda fountain, you should know.
You should know ahead of time what you're getting, and then keep it moving, because it's really annoying. Also, the lids suck. So there I was. I go to the non-smoking casino because that's where the nearest Buffalo that wasn't crowded. No sooner than I sit down, actually it was probably like, I don't know, 5 minutes.
So sooner than you sat down.
This guy comes up, big guy. I could tell by his demeanor that this was the kind of guy that did not mess around. He was the Buffalo genius.
He
was Josh Allen.
Yeah.
The Josh Allen, but with the casino version of Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I'm losing money. They always piss me off. You hear for anyone that's played the Buffalo machine, you get three, I don't even know what they're called, like quarter looking things. And then you get to hit the wheel. And then from there, it's like, grand prize, you get like 10 free games, 5 free games, whatever. So it does the typical BS where it goes, doop, 1, doop, 2. Alright, I got 3 chances to get the third. FU, 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 you don't get anything. Losing, it's taking me a while because I have a strategy to where I'll go the first time that I play the game, I do max bet. Right away. Then I go down to the lowest, and then when I'm getting towards the end, I'll do max bet to try to get a little bit of a comeback going.
What's the method behind that madness?
There is no method. There is no legitimate method. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know I'm losing money. Don't hit the wheel one. The guy, Josh Allen, that's sitting next to me, is hitting the wheel left and right.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off. As you can be. He's got his wife or whatever. And maybe this is the ticket, but she reaches over the machine, does this. So I thought about asking her, hey, can you do that with me? Because he's over there getting the wheel every time. I haven't got it once. I need you.
And you're flaccid.
What?
I said, and you're flaccid.
Yeah. Sorry. The hell's a flaccid? Never heard of that before.
Like your dick's soft.
Is that what they call it? I always just call it limp dick. It's like flaccid. I never heard of that term. I'm being dead ass right now.
Yeah, okay. Would you have laughed if I said, and you were limp? Like, would that have been funny?
I mean, it would have been funny, but I don't see what the correlation is.
Because he has a wife, and she's over there touching the machine, and she's probably touching him, too. So you're like, I'm standing over here, and she's not touching my machine or my wiener.
All I know is that I probably prematurely ejaculated. Every time I would get those two quarters, that would come down, and then I would seem like I was going to get the third one. Oh, it's coming. Oh, biggest cock tease in the world.
And nobody was coming.
Nobody was coming. Absolutely nothing.
And no money was won.
No money was won, I didn't come, and then I came back to join you guys at the roulette wheel.
And you were completely flaccid.
completely blue balled.
Yeah. Wow.
That was my story.
I didn't know you had such an eventful story. You didn't ask the guy's wife to put her hands on your machine at all?
No, I had to slip my number as I was leaving.
Did you? Nice. Like, and that's why you're so pissed off your phone was so low, because you're expecting a number from a casino lady.
Yeah, be like, what's your secret?
Yeah.
Need you to do the thing.
Yeah. So how did she touch the, did she just like run her hand on the machine?
Pretty much, yeah. Just like, yeah, like, I don't know.
Maybe you need somebody to get your machine, get the lucky juices going, and the next time you'll hit.
I think I just need to stop going to casinos.
It's a fun thing to do because me and Renee are running into this issue as we're going to Seattle. I feel like I say this every podcast, and it's like, it's not like...
redundant.
Yeah, it's redundant, and I'm not trying to be like, look at me, but like, we got sober or whatever. Yeah. We're not drinking. And it's kind of hard to find sober fun.
Right. I feel that.
So I feel like even though casinos, you're losing money.
It's fun.
It's fun. And when you're not like piss drunk, you're not like throwing money away the whole time. You know, like what your limit is.
Yeah.
And you know when you could stop. At least me, I do. When I was like really down bad back in the day, I had a really bad gambling addiction.
Oh, really? I didn't even know about this.
I would just fucking stay up till like 5-6 in the morning, like gambling on horses and dogs.
I'm surprised this is the first time I'm ever hearing about this.
Really?
Literally.
Stop spinning so much. Sorry. Please. Sorry. That's okay. Sorry. My identity got stolen.
Oh shit.
After I was gambling a bunch on this website, and I had won, that was probably like $1,500, $2,000. Just gambling on horse races, dog races, and the roulette wheel. So like literally just gambling on luck based games. And I went to work one day and I got a call, and they're like, did you spend $850 on DC shoes online? And I'm like, I haven't even thought about DC shoes
since I was like 12. Yeah.
So whoever stole my identity tried to buy $800 worth of DC shoes.
Maybe it was Rob Dyrdek.
Maybe it was Rob Dyrdek. I thought it was you. You used to be a DC guy.
Yeah. But, like, damn it, Trey.
Yeah, I can't believe I never told you that. I've told that to other people before.
I think I remember hearing you mention something about horse racing, but I didn't get the full scoop. Because I know in GTA, they have, like, a casino with, like, the horses, and the best way to win money is you take the one that has the worst odds, and you just do max bet, and then if you win, then you get a lot of the chips or whatever.
You could probably say that about, like, literally anything, I guess. Yeah. You can pick the Jags to win the Super Bowl and bet your whole cash savings out. Account, yeah. And then if they win, then you win a lot of money, you know?
So close in 2017, boy.
So close. Last thing, or second to last thing about Trey's birthday trip, we went to the Outback Steakhouse, and that was fun. But you know, when we went to the Outback Steakhouse, I had to go and take a shit. So naturally, I was in there, and while I was in there, Outback Steakhouse, something I will recommend to you. Upgrade your lights in your bathroom to stay on longer than 2 minutes. I was in the bathroom, and I'll play the video here. And while I was like 2 minutes in, I was like mid push, the lights turned off, and I'm just listening to Today's Pop Hits, taking a shit in the dark, and I was so perplexed. And as I stand up and, you know, wipe my ass, get done, yada yada yada, I get out of the bathroom. And Trey's in there, and I hadn't buttoned my pants up, zipped it up, nothing. And I'm telling Trey what happened, and Trey doesn't give a single shit about my story or about me. And with my pants unbuttoned, unzipped and everything, he opens the door to the bathroom wide open and a man comes walking in. So it looks like me and Trey just got done railing in the Outback Steakhouse bathroom as I'm buttoning up my pants and Trey's walking out the door inconspicuously. So, yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious for sure. Really good food. Originally wanted to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. That didn't work out, but it's pretty good. Good wings. The burger was really good. The fries were mid, just like there are everywhere else, but
it's
really good. Yeah.
French fries kind of mid everywhere at restaurants.
Yeah, I know. That's when I was... So my new business idea is going to be called the side dish. Because, and it's, the entrees are going to be mid, but the sides is what we're going to sell people on. You're going to have the best sides.
Allow me to pitch this name. Side bish.
Side bish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a winner. That's the ticket. That's the winner. Also, while we were at Outback Steakhouse, I think that was my second or third shit on the trip, which is normal to me. I'm shitting like 2-3 times a day.
Just pumping them out.
Yeah, pumping out numbers. Yeah. If I'm pooping one day, once a day, I'm kind of worried about it. But we learned about Trey's shitting habits during this trip and my dad's, and both of you are pooping only 2 times a week. And for my dad, he's on like some kind of carnivore diet, so like that kind of makes sense. But for you, you're eating Burger King and jelly beans, so that doesn't make any sense. Your colon, you're gonna die.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm already getting there.
That doesn't concern you how little you poop every week?
I didn't know it was that abnormal, to be honest.
2 times a week is super abnormal, and it's funny, I remember Trey pooping when we were like kids or whatever, and you used to come out of the bathroom after shits with tears in your eye.
Oh, I still do. That's still a thing. There has not been one bowel movement where I didn't have tears in my eye. Not one.
You literally look like me, like back in high school after I got done with a wrestling practice. Like you got tears in your eyes, you're sweating. And you had to have lost.
Well, I wasn't sweating, but
you got tears in your eyes. You're sweating. You had to have lost like 8 pounds. Like it looked like you were just beat after that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And most of the times it was clogged and you had to fix it. I
haven't had that in a while, so that's good.
When you were a kid, though, it used to just be, you know, most kids would be like, they'd wake their parents up in the middle of the night and be like, "Mom, I threw up." Try to be like, "Dad, I clogged the toilet. Get the snake out of the garage."
I think it was downstairs at the time.
Downstairs.
Wherever it was at, yeah.
I just remember both Trey and Dad just standing in the bathroom in their tidy whities while freaking Dad's fucking cranking the snake to get this fucking log that's in the bathroom that's been in Trey's body since Christmas.
Yeah, fun times.
No, but that kind of wraps it up for Trey's birthday. I definitely wanted to talk about that. That was a hell of a trip. Lots of good stories
trip.
There.
Yeah, always.
Anything from that trip that you want to bring up or that stuck out to you?
Well, you didn't talk about the mini golf.
Oh, that's...
This guy got 2 hole-in-ones. So Treeb is the mini golf connoisseur. Out of all 3 of us, so
I actually got 3 hole in ones.
Yeah, there you go.
And I got 3 hole in ones, and it was funny when we went mini golfing, because originally I think we were gonna go golf at like some like par 3.
So
when we were going up to Spokane, Dad asked Trey. He said, "So do you want to go to the casino or the family fun Wonderland?" And this 28-year-old man said, "I want to go to the Family Wonderland." Well, and I will give him something. It was super fun. I think that was I think winning $200 at the casino was sick, but that was probably the most fun part of the trip.
Yeah, and I just wanted to go there strictly for mini golf. I didn't care about the arcade games or the whatever else they got going on. It was just the golf.
So. I know, but hearing you say it was just funny.
True.
And you know, there's a lot of people playing mini golf.
I know, it made us nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, people behind us.
Well, and that was the problem, was like the people in front of us were actually moving at a pretty good pace,
yeah.
But then there's this, like, this couple behind us that was hauling ass. And I was thinking the whole time, like, if you guys are on a date and I'm the guy, like, I'm slowing down a little bit. Like, I'm making some moves. I'm, like, laughing. I'm having a good time. He looked like he just didn't want to be around her. He looked like he was, like, a competitive mini golfer, and she was just wasting his time.
Well, I mean, that was – well, I mean, you got to think, you know, you take a girl out first date, you're putting behind her, you – get up behind her, wrap your arms around her, trying to say, hey, hold the putter like this.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, 6 or 7 months down the line, relationship kind of staled a little bit. And you're thinking, all right, we'll go mini golf. And then all of a sudden it turns into that. So maybe 7 or 6 months ago, it was what you just described.
Yeah, so
it could
is,
be.
So
this the relationship is, has taken a different stroke. That was a good one.
I wasn't even thinking
about that.
That was a good one. So,
yeah, that was.
This is a relationship that was on the rocks. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because probably one of the more funny times during that trip was they were like right at the hole. And it was like a one that we were putting that was like on a slope.
Yeah.
And Dad just could not make his hole. Like could not make it in the hole at all. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And he was putting around it. And then he was just trying to kick it in the hole. And as he was kicking it, he missed, and he almost fell on his ass. And then he goes to kick it again. I'm like, Dad, you got it. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Like, no, I got to win.
Yeah, I know. We didn't keep score. I tried to for a little bit, but then after a while,
yeah.
It's just like,
what's the point?
Yeah.
Like...
Sometimes I get competitive, you know? Sometimes I like to. You are, like, one of the least competitive people I've ever met.
I was thinking about that the other day, and it's just crazy how I think, because even like Clearwater football, which I've been known to criticize in the past because of how crazy and competitive it is, I never cared about winning. Like, I'm just going to say that, and that's so crazy how I got into Madden, because now I play Madden, and I just got into that probably like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Of course, I played Madden before, but even like when we would play, or like me and Dad or whoever else. I mean, I was still trying to win, but even if I lost, I was like, yeah, whatever. Then when Dad got me 09 for the Xbox Live and I could play with other people, then all of a sudden I cared about if I won or lost.
Yeah.
So now I'm super competitive.
I always
care. Well, not super competitive. Like, I don't care if I lose at Madden, but... I'm still trying to win. Still.
No, I think you do. How many controllers have you broke?
Oh, only one.
Oh.
Yeah, that was only one time. Well, yeah.
I
felt stupid as F after I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just pointing that out there.
That was a low time in your life when you broke the camera.
Yeah, no, I mean, it feels good, but then you just feel dumb as F after you did that. So, yeah.
No,
I don't want to do that again.
I get you. I always have been competitive, especially in like the video game aspect. I remember like one time you beat me in Madden and I literally like choked you.
I don't remember that.
I remember you beat me in Madden and like I was like so pissed. I like grabbed you by the throat and you're like, it's just a game. And I'm like, it's more than a game,
more
motherfucker.
It's the game, damn it. More than a game.
While I was playing football, I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know if I cared too much about winning. I just wanted to play.
I think you wanted to play. I think you were more focused on what you had to do to be good. I don't really think you really. I mean, I think you still cared, like, if in high school if you won or lost, like if your team did, but.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little, somewhat.
I think I was, again, more concerned if I got playing time or not. Because, you know, it's me all the time, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are now 50 minutes into this podcast. Great.
Great 50 minutes, I'd say.
That was a good 50 minutes.
Monumental 50 minutes.
About Trey's birthday. But kind of the bread and butter and what the people want to see and what people have come to know you for now are the Treyisms. And maybe we waited a little bit too long to get into them. But I feel like we had some good topics, a good discussion.
Yeah.
So 50 minutes in. let's hear us some Treyisms. And this time around, I don't really know for sure. I haven't heard them. But I think this time, Trey is going to throw in some sentences. Are you going to put them in the sentence?
I do have some sentences. Okay. Something else, and then maybe we'll do this going forward, but something else that I was going to try to do is, like, you know, we just pick, like, a random topic. And then from that random topic, I would try to fit that into the Treyism. But think, for this one, yeah.
You know, I think that's almost better. I think instead of having, like, a Treyism segment, you should
try to, like, fit them in, like, in passing. Yeah.
It should be like, that's a Treyism.
Yeah.
It'd be like, that's one of them. I think that would be good.
All right. So, I don't know if I'm going to be able to top the last one, but here we go. I was trying to explain that it was all over for all intents and purposes. That's...
Well, but see, like, Ricky already said that one.
No, I created that one.
Intents and Purses?
Yeah, I swear to God.
I swear that's a Ricky.
No, I got that one.
Okay. I would have laughed, but it sounded it sounded unoriginal, and that's how you know you're good. Because that's...
Original,
100%. Yeah.
There is one that I stole, and I'm gonna see if you can pick which one. Okay. So I'm just gonna let you know going forward. All right. I did say this one in the car, so this is kind of a repeat. I do not believe in the economy crashing. I think it's all stroke and gears.
I like that. Okay. I like that one's good.
Okay.
I like that one a lot.
The other day, I had to resort to Shasta Cola. I barely had two panties to rub together.
read that one again.
Okay.
Can you like point the... Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so the other day, I had to resort to Shasta Cola. I barely had two panties to rub together.
Two pennies?
What?
Two pennies to rub together?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's good.
Okay. See, I'm always so convinced I could go through these with a straight face, but then you're over here laughing, and it makes me laugh, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do it with a straight face anymore.
So hard not to laugh. Well, could you imagine if I didn't laugh and just stonewalled you? It wouldn't be good.
Go ahead. Okay. Understanding algebra is easy. Understanding algebra is easy. It's like singing Dish in the Saddle.
What was that one? Jesus. That one.
Excuse me. It's like when people say it's easy, like shooting fish in a barrel, slinging Dish in the Saddle.
That one got away from you.
Alright, so the other day, I tried to enact the Handy Packed scheme. Basically, how you do that is you park into a handy packed spot. When you get out, you pretend to walk with a limp.
And that one's kind of funny because when you think about it, like handicap, yeah. You know, that's a word, but you're kind of handy packed.
Handy packed, yeah.
that's pretty good.
Treeb, I know we've had our issues in the past, but I think it's time to let... Oh, God. Oh. Treeb, I know we've had our issues. Oh, my God. I can't do it.
Okay, I won't look at you.
Okay, yeah, that might work. Oh, my God. Treeb, I know we've had our issues in the past. Can we let pylons...
Okay, now that I know what it is, just say the whole sentence again. Okay, go.
Can we let pylons be pylons?
Okay, read the whole sentence.
Okay. Treeb, I know we've had our issues in the past. Can we let pylons be pylons?
I think that one's your best one yet.
Yeah.
That one's good as fuck.
All right. Look, You can believe that change is coming, or you cannot believe that it's coming. The siding is on the call.
The siding is on the call. What is that one?
Writing on the wall.
Oh. Okay. That one's...
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's fine. That one's not as good.
Holy crap, boys. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to be sued for tax invasion.
That one makes sense. Yeah, that one
was... Yeah.
That one just makes sense. Yeah. That one's kind of, yeah.
All right, so the other day, went to the studio, got to release a song. I had to sign a non-enclosure treatment.
That one might be better than the pipe. Okay. Read that one again.
So I went to the studio, and the guy tells me, he's like, we're not going to release it, and I can't really talk about it because I signed a non-enclosure treatment. Alright, so, trying to tell me to change the way that I play, trying to change the way that I am, but I always say, if it's not broke, don't piss in it.
That one's good, too.
Alright, so, with Treib gone, I know I have to step up in his abstinence.
I ain't fucking.
I got big shoes to build.
Yeah, that one just makes sense. That one's another one. Like, you're just showing off how good of a writer you are in the circumstances. Those are good.
You don't have to be a history puff to know that at one point we evolved from monkeys. You know?
That one was terrific. Yeah. How many more do you got? Because I don't want you to burn all of them, because you've already gone through like four or five, or like probably more than that.
Okay, there is two more that I want to. Yeah, you know that I do this, and you know you do that. It's about a 60-40 rational. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you know, working in a minimum wage to become a real estate patient, it's like tackles to tackles. I kind of messed that up. Let me read it again. Becoming a real estate agent. Hold on. I don't even know why it said patient.
I think patient's better. I think real estate patient instead of real estate.
Agent, yeah. Becoming a real estate patient compared to what I'm doing now is like tackles to tackles, apples to apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like real estate patient instead of real estate agent. Is that what you said at first?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think real estate patient's better.
You don't understand my circumstance. I had a procedure when I was a little.
When I was a little what?
Circumcision. Or no. I messed that up.
What was the sentence?
Well, I think I messed up the entire... What's it called?
Circumcision?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, right?
Yeah, you said circumstance.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to... Circumstance, procedure, little. Man, you're a little brown hose. Instead of brown nose, brown hose.
Yeah. And this
that
is...
one's not good.
And this is the one that I was telling you earlier about, if I'm not sure if I should say on air, so you can delete it if you want to, but I have not seen a tragedy worse since Knife Elephant. Do you get that one?
That's 9/11.
Yeah.
I love it. I love a good 9/11 joke. Knife Elephant. That's good.
I think it would be better if it was 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you gotta... Yeah, I don't know. That one's tough. I feel like you almost gotta, like, include numbers in that one, too. But no, that was another good round of Treyisms.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some real good ones. Pylons.
Yeah.
Read the pylons again.
Treib, I know we've had our issues in the past, but can we let pylons be pylons?
Yeah. That one was good. Lots of good ones.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot that just makes sense. I feel like you gotta go more in the creative avenue. Yeah. If you just like do ones that make sense, it's just like, oh, that
okay,
avenue.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So you'll be back next week with more Treyisms?
Yeah. Come back Thursday, try to one up it.
Yeah. Come back Thursday to one up
that. Press.
Press subscribe.
And press subscribe. Let us know in the comments what your favorite Treyism. Yeah. Let us know, did I top last week if you watched it?
I think you did.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely brought more to the table this time. Yeah. So. But I think that's all I have for the episode. You got anything else you want to add?
No, I think we're all good. We've been on here for an hour, or however long we've been here. Time flies when you're having fun. But yeah, we appreciate you guys for tuning in. Gonna be trying to give you these guys every week. We have some big changes, like Tree was saying, coming to the podcast pretty soon, so we're pretty stoked about that. And yeah, I appreciate you guys watching it. I'll throw it back over to Tree to close us out for the day.
Yeah, thank you guys again for tuning in. Make sure to hit that subscribe button, click the like button as well. That helps us out a ton, gets us in front of more eyeballs. We really want to grow this thing. And like Trey said, we do have a lot of stuff planned for this podcast and some really exciting news that we are excited to share with you guys here probably in the next week or so. So get ready for that and be really, really excited. Make sure you check all the links down below. You can like me on Facebook, at Treeb Talks. Follow me on Twitter, at Treeb Talks. And if you want to listen to this podcast instead of see our beautiful faces the old Trey way, you can. It's available on every single major podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, True Fans, not even Only Fans. So if you're just a true fan, it doesn't have to be only. Just if you're a true fan, it's even there. It's on every single major podcast platform. You can listen to it. We have a hoot doing it. Make sure to subscribe to Trey's YouTube channel. I don't really know if you do anything on that YouTube channel, but he does sometimes. It's at Trey is Raw. Do you want to shout out any of your other personal stuff? I'll do your other stuff, but.
Oh, I was just going to subscribe to Shane Got You 11 West Coast podcast every other Friday at 10:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, I was going to do that one too. Follow Trey on Twitter too.
I'm not quite Antonio Brown level of Twitter, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah, add Trey's Raw there too.
I think it's JusticeT97.
JusticeT97 on Twitter. He's a good follow. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the TNT Trey and Treeb Show. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.